Particularly what we may believe or not believe concerning a particular social issue.
Okay, so you believe that abortion is not
that's to say, that would be to say that if I believe, now of course, y'all all know that I'm pro-life.
Yeah.
But to say if I were to, or if a person is pro-choice, that's the reason why he goes to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Not because that he sinned against God.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe that an immature Christian, he needs to kind of redo his thinking on the abortion issue, but I don't think that's a salvation.
So maybe a young, you believe that maybe a young Christian can possibly hold that stance, but a mature Christian
would have to back off that. Yes, yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I believe that any Christian,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. that believes mm-hmm. that abortion is okay is definitely unlearned in God's word. He's definitely immature in his understanding.
Right, right.
But to wage his salvation on it, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, you know, there are many people say they are Christians and they are pro-life, but they believe it's a woman's choice. Is that contradictory to
Yes.
Very much so. Yes. Okay, Tony, what you say?
Well, to answer that question, because I think you asked, do we believe that a person can be a true born again believer,
right.
and be pro-abortion or okay. pro-choice?
Right, pro-choice.
I don't think so, because one of the attributes of being a born-again believer is to be indwelled with the Holy Spirit.
Well, yes, every believer, whether you're immature,
Absolutely. Okay. And to have that point of view, to believe that it's okay in any situation to murder.
Okay.
In the word of God, they say, I mean, even being immature, we know thou shalt not. We know thou shalt not kill. And once we accept the fact that that's murder, I don't care how you phrase it up or how good you make it sound, you is no situation that would allow me to say, yes, it's okay to kill.
In no situation?
No situation.
Okay, rape or whatever?
No,
situation.
No situation.
Okay, all the way in, okay. What do you say, Bill? Can you be a true born again believer and yet hold the pro-abortion stance?
It's like this. God is the giver of life.
God is the giver of life. We all agree.
And you know, His word, you know, it mentions in the book of Romans, His people Israel had the word.
Mm-hmm.
They had the word.
Mm-hmm.
But we as the Gentiles didn't.
Yeah.
But the word was written in our heart to know right from wrong.
Right.
And to do right from wrong. So even being a born again Christian, and like you said, that phrase they use is a woman's body.
Yeah, yeah, her body.
It's not her body.
Okay.
It's not her body.
She didn't make herself.
She didn't make herself.
Okay. Somebody else made her.
Somebody else
laid down
a creator.
Okay.
Made her.
Okay.
God, the creator.
Okay.
Made her.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know,
hold on. Before we go any further, I'm not saying that. A mature mm-hmm. Christian should not think that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. you know. Now we all should have the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
But it comes from teaching and understanding.
Yeah.
Well, I would say, because I can only go about what happened in my life. What about when God truly
mm-hmm.
capture and arrest you when you're truly born again
mm-hmm.
before you I can say this was a fact in my walk with Christ, because a lot of things I had no idea why I felt and grow and still growing in Christ. I know it was the Holy Spirit protecting me from several different things.
Yeah.
And I think He'll do that with any believer, any born again, especially when we're talking about something as precious as life.
Yeah.
When we know that God is the giver of life.
Right.
Therefore, He's life and death.
Right.
He's the only one that can.
Yeah. Okay, but you know, Kevin, I hear your point.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the way things are developing today, mm-hmm. And not only abortion, we see the progression of this debauchery, killing babies even now out of the womb.
Out of the womb. Yeah.
Well, shouldn't that by itself wake up every Christian?
Shouldn't that wake up every Christian?
Right. I mean, to back off from that halfway stance or whatever stance.
Right.
Just seeing the progression of this evil and knowing about the sacrifice of children in the Bible. You don't have to read much Old Testament to find out about that.
That was one of the things that God truly.
But even like what you're saying now, it's true. It should wake up everybody, not only believers, but those that are not saved.
Yeah.
Because think about it, when the little girl about 3-4 years ago here mm-hmm. got kidnapped and they found the body.
Mm-hmm. Little cupcake.
Cupcake. Yeah. It was horrible to everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
So it wasn't okay to kill a child, mm-hmm. like Pastor saying, even after they're out of the womb.
Okay.
And yeah. so yeah. believers and non-believers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
because
it's been agreed to that.
The mind yeah. and the heart of people have been blinded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's well, why. That's why.
But there's so many people that say they're Christian and been saved supposedly
yeah.
for a long time.
Yeah. yeah.
But they hope they standing firm on this one
Bible.
Body is her choice. And I just cannot understand
that is a flag.
Okay, that's
right. So what you're saying is, if I'm a Christian, basically what you're saying is, and this is not what you said at first, but basically what you're saying is, if I'm a Christian, why am I pro-choice? I shouldn't be, if I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
If I'm a Christian, I should not be pro-choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
No, I think the question was, can you be?
Can you be a Christian
and be pro-choice?
Yeah.
I should be a Christian and pro-choice. I should.
Yeah. Well, the statistics...
But some Christians are pro-choice.
Statistics says that 70% of people in the church, when the poll was taken, says it's a woman's choice. Now, what does that say about the condition, spiritual condition?
Well, that same poll that says that, Pastor said, just took for granted that even 70% of the people in the church are Christian.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So now that's the whole thing.
Okay.
We have to go all the way back to what is a born again believer?
Mm-hmm.
Per the word of God.
Yeah.
What do they do? How do they act? And one of the main things that should jump off the page at us is, we follow Christ.
We follow Christ.
We do what He instructs or commands us to do.
So if most of us are saying, I believe a woman's right, but I'm against abortion. Now that's what most of the church folks, the polls said. They'll say they're not for abortion, but it's a woman's right to make the choice.
No. Well, he said, don't the Bible explicitly speak of not just the ones who committing the sin, not just the ones who committing the sin, but the ones who are okay with it as they, you know, as they commit it. So they're going to be just as guilty.
That's
right?
You shouldn't kill the baby.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
I'm with that.
Yet you can't take her away from her choice.
Might as well be where you can kill the baby.
But it shows how society has blinded the people with the wording of it to make it two different things. I heard...
Go ahead.
I heard Pastor Beaver say that.
Okay.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Pastor Beaver's.
The Rising Star, yeah.
He said that on the radio. We're talking about.
It's her
same pastor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we gotta be honest about this and realize that even in situation, I don't know if this is his situation or not, but he have a lot of female congregants who may be okay with that or who may have express that they're okay with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to lose nobody. You're trying to keep the congregation, though.
Yeah, yeah, the Holy Spirit.
That has nothing to do with being a Christian.
Yeah.
How many people following you have nothing to do with being a Christian. But
a Christian,
a follower of Christ, he only believes what Christ believes.
Yeah.
But the way that he worded it.
The way that Beaver worded it.
The way that Beaver's worded it was, God doesn't rob us of our will. Right. So we shouldn't support the government robbing the women's will of wanting to.
So the take a man murder he don't quit.
When I heard that, I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Well, God don't rob us of our will, but once you murder, you're a murderer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I say, basically, I've never believed in abortion. I mean, before I got saved, I believed in like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it just right out of murder, as far as I was concerned, you know. So I've been trying to understand how people can be saved and still have that kind of mindset, you know.
Well, if it puts back to what I just said earlier, you've got the law written in your heart.
Well, when you say
to know what is wrong.
Okay.
You go down the highway speed. Mm-hmm. You know that's against the law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, ain't nobody got to tell you. You know that's the law.
And you automatically slow down.
Right.
See,
And see, the survey, what you mentioned, that's that mixed multitude in the church.
Yeah.
That's that mixed multitude.
Some are saved, some are not saved.
And I understand what Kev was saying about,
In
other words, the maturity and the growth of believers.
Yeah.
But still, it don't take much growth and maturity
to know that's wrong.
To know that's wrong, Pastor. to kill a baby out of the womb into one.
At some point, some of these things that we're talking about, especially the issues and where we stand on them, had a big bearing on whether you're truly saved or not. I don't care how long you've been in the church, how little time you've been in the church. That don't matter, because that's not what makes you a Christian anyway.
Right.
We know that. Right. What should be a red flag to each and every one of us, though, is the fact that the uproar didn't get like this until they start talking about
overturning it. Right, right.
That's right. That's when the uproar started.
Yeah.
And even though, like I said, the Supreme Court thing is not a complete abolition of this. It's just giving states the right
to do it.
That's all it is. Yeah. It's giving states. That's dangerous to them. They don't even want that. Yeah. That's because they got to cross the line.
Cross the line.
You like to hook up at the club on Friday night and straighten it out on Monday morning.
Well, see, that's what it is. It's really not about abortion.
No,
it's
not at all.
Abortion is the act of shedding innocent blood, and that's an abomination before God, but it's really me being able to do what I want
to
do.
That's
what
it is. But what scared me is the progression of this whole situation. Where do it stop at, brother? You think it's going to stop right there?
You think
it's going to stop? No. You know, if they say it's okay to, you know, abort the baby, it is time doing it in the womb. Now they're talking about outside the womb. Well, what's it going to be? I wanted blue eyes. He got green, blue, he got brown eyes.
Certain gender.
Where is it going to stop at? If you continue to let it progress.
As extreme as that sound, Pastor, we got to realize and be honest about this thing. That is already happening in some parts of the world.
I'm sure it is.
They had the one child law for the loan.
Now
they're talking about they're not even producing enough to sustain.
So now they're changing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but now we got an interesting article here. Lynn Copeland here, and she's the editor and president of Genesis Publishing Group. It's a very interesting article here that I want us to kind of, you know, listen at this and make some comments on it. Is that okay?
Amen.
All right, then, let's read, brother. Read then. What's the subject of it? God, what's it, what?
What God's Word says about abortion.
Okay, let's look at it then. Lynn Copeland. Okay.
Pro-abortionists try to dehumanize unborn children by referring to them as mere lumps of tissue or products of conception. However, biblically, as well as biologically, you and I are unique human beings from the moment of conception.
True.
The result of conception, which is the product that is conceived, is known as a baby. Scripture and science tells us. In Genesis 25:22, it says that the babies jostled each other within her. Talking about Jacob and Esau.
Right.
The King James says the children.
Yeah, the children.
In Luke 1:41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. Some abortion supporters go so far as to claim that early religions did not bar abortion, a claim that is contrary to the truth. God speaks very clearly on the value of the unborn in the scriptures, the basis for both the Jewish and Christian faiths.
So different.
Biblically, as well as biologically, you and I are unique human beings from the moment of conception. Each life is of value. God's word says that he personally made each one of us and has a plan for each life. In Jeremiah 1:5 it reads, before I formed you in the womb, before I formed you.
Before now.
Before. I formed you in the womb. I knew you before you were born. I set you apart.
So that means he had a purpose. Is that what you're saying?
A plan.
He had a plan. For that child.
Yeah. And that's what makes abortion so egregious, because whenever a baby is conceived, it's from the plan, from the foreknowledge, the sovereignty of God.
Sure.
And to thwart that plan, we deserve judgment for that.
All right, go ahead, read.
In Psalms 139:13-16, for you created my inmost being.
Innermost being, that's what he has. Oh yeah.
You knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
Unformed. So now at this point, you don't see arms, you don't see.
Unformed.
But they're still a baby, though.
That's right.
Unformed.
Yeah. At the moment of conception.
Still alive.
Right. That's God's word.
Yeah.
Now, should the church stand upon that word?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen. Absolutely. That's right. That's why I take the stand that there is no way that a true born again believer, and it's not my job, or neither do I have any right to pronounce anyone lost or saved, but I do know the Bible instructs us to do what the world said we ain't got no business doing now, and that's judge people by their fruit. By their fruit. And that will tell you a whole lot about that person and where they stand with God.
So when the sperm meets the egg,
there you go. Life.
That's like a baby. That's according to the word of God.
Right.
Not to be tampered with. Okay. All right. Read a little about that.
Job 10:8-12 reads, "Your hands shaped me and made me. Did you not clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews?
You gave me life."
See, that's it. God is life. And that's the thing with the rape issue. I was on a radio interview earlier this week and called Tony and talked about it. But that's the first thing they go to, at rape.
Right.
And Tony told me they really don't want to discuss abortion if they're talking about rape. I mean, rape is kind of a trigger that kind of upsets people, but even in the time of rape, God gives life.
How many black kids was conceived
in that
in rape? It wasn't never reported as rape.
I got you.
It was strong arm tactics.
We're by no means okay in that violent act. You know, we're by in no means saying it's okay for that to happen, but at the same time. It's no more wrong for you to charge the baby with what the parents did than it is for what that rapist or whatever you want to call it has done.
And a perfect example, though. The young lady, she was running for congressman, I think, up in one of his states with Dr. Oz and other guys. She's a product
of rape.
And she mentioned that, you know, while she was doing her policy and all this. She mentioned that she's a product of rape. She said, "Look at me. Now, I could have been aborted."
Now, the guy said, "Why would you condone something that evil?" And I brought up the point that Tony said about why would you punish the child for the crime of the father? He said, "Well, if my daughter was ever to go through that, I would have her kill the baby." And I said, "Well, what's more evil than that? You killing your grandchild?"
That's right. You'll see.
And he hung up. Now, what he said was, "We're gonna agree to disagree." That's what he said.
Yeah, and then hung up on.
Right.
Well, you know, how many young girls we are strong on?
You're right.
Just be honest, bro.
Yeah, be honest now. Absolutely. Yeah, date rape. At the very least, date rape.
And when they didn't want to, they may have said no.
They may have said yes just to try to get home safe or something.
We got to take all this into consideration.
That was right.
That's absolutely right. And me personally, I have no problem with it being a woman's choice. But once the act is committed, your choice.
That's good.
Once it's committed.
Your choice is gone. Because God, now you have no more control over anything. Because it's up to God and God only whether life will be produced right.
And God knew there would be many kids that would be orphans. Did he make a concession for the orphans? To take care of the widows? Orphans?
Sure did.
Those kids that have no.
And already provided.
It's a duty. The church has a duty to be there instead of building big buildings and trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. Ought to be helping the orphans.
Another thing, there's plenty of parents out there to look into a doctor.
They want to acknowledge that.
They want to acknowledge that.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And they make it so hard.
Yeah.
For a person to get to, you know, the bureaucracy bureaucracy side of it,
and make
it so hard for you to bring in a child into your home. You got the means, you got the room, you got everything for that child, but they make it almost impossible.
Well, you got to kill the baby. You got to kill the baby because that's a rape demon kid.
That's what he said. I know, that's what it said. No, that's what the interviewer said. Yeah, they said that the boy would be a problem, the child would not. And it's not necessarily true. And then the family, who else said that? Who else said that? Margaret Stevenson said that. She said the same thing. Okay, she said that they're doing the black people a favor because they would only be in poverty and in poverty. Yeah, right.
They would not be able to contribute intellectually to society.
Worthless leaders.
No good. We grew up in poverty.
Yes. Well, they've already decided that, I mean, your whole life, your whole walk of life, you ain't no way for you to climb out this gut.
Brother, let me tell you something. Listen to me. I don't know what took place between my mama and my daddy, but I know that it was nice. Because she hated him forever.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't want me to even associate with him
at all.
So something took place during that time. He's 16 years old. He's 19 or 20.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so something took place during that time. You understand what I'm saying? But thank God she had the love God in her and my granddaddy to make sure that this baby is born.
Well, Pastor, see, we a lot of situations. We don't know what happened, how a lot of people got here, whatever. I mean, we really don't. But one thing that we do know.
What we do know.
If life was the product of whatever happened there, then that was God's will.
That was God's will. Okay.
That was God's will.
So not regardless of circumstances. It was God's will that the baby is the baby.
It was the baby there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because every relationship, sexual relationship,
don't end in pregnancy. No, that's right.
Don't end in that.
That's
proof that God gives life.
Yeah, okay. That's the whole thing. Okay. Seeing that argument just like the guy used on you, bro, you know that's a red herring.
Right.
Because when you get to talking about the percentage, which is, they're so minute, you have to search hard to find less than 1%.
People ain't going to Planned Parenthood for no rape.
No.
They're going for birth control.
No.
And you got to see, God gives birth. But now we know sin is in the whole within our bodies, right?
It was.
Okay, but now you got 100 sperm raking toward one egg.
And one gets there.
And one. And some of them messed up.
Right.
All of sin, all of them ain't helping.
Right.
All of them ain't helping. Huh? But God just saw fit for me and you
to make it. That's right. That's the beauty in that is.
It wasn't the act, whatever the act was that was committed, that made God mind up, because His word said before the foundation.
No, they were. Right, it was already ordained.
That's right.
To do what I'm doing right now, what we're doing right now.
Amen.
Okay, Cameron, let's go to the Father then.
This is what the Lord says.
Okay.
Isaiah 44:2. This is what the Lord says.
Isaiah 44:2.
He made you, who formed you in the womb.
Okay.
Genesis 1:27 says, "Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one, because man is made in God's own image."
Okay.
Each life is of great value to God.
We believe that.
Children are a gift from God. That's Psalms 127.
Well, society has turned that.
Society. So, you know what I'm saying?
Now children are a burden.
Yeah. You know, only
if you can afford them or if you have achieved such a status.
Well, scientist said that he's not going to be able to see, he's going to be deaf, dumb, or whatever. So now you need to terminate it. Unless you have to deal with that kind of problem.
Yeah. You won't be able to get your career, finish your career.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
He who even calls our children his own.
Yeah, God does.
You took your sons and daughters whom you bore to me and sacrificed them.
Wow.
You slaughtered my children.
Ooh. Well,
Ezekiel 16.
Would abortion be kind of like a slaughter?
Yeah, it's murder. Yeah, yeah. No, ain't no kind of like
it's murder. Yeah.
Have you ever seen it? The actual act?
Yes, we have.
I mean, come on now. You.
Here's a baby fighting for their life.
Yeah.
To try to avoid those instruments.
Yeah.
And God has given us the technology
to see it vividly.
And yet they still how do you hold fast to that kind of stance? That's what I'm talking about, Kevin, about the believers. I'm saying your point about the immature.
Yeah, right.
But you might have been saying too late, but if you see that.
It'll change your mind. We saw it here.
It should. But some it don't.
Some it don't. What doesn't bother me. And they supposedly have been saved for years and years, and they've seen that, but yet they still hold to the woman's choice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Pastor, that's a problem.
Okay.
That is a flag. That's a problem.
Okay.
But in my mind, to go as far as saying you are not saved because you condone that, I just can't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we about that part.
We
don't know who's
saying. Can't any of us do that? Pronounce one lost to say.
No, that's not our job.
But that is.
That's a plan.
It's a problem.
Yes.
And I think I have a duty to say
that doesn't exhibit the fruit of a believer.
Right.
I mean, I agree with
you. And talking about seeing the baby, in the womb. I think on one of the shows it talks about how some women have changed their mind about abortion.
Oh, absolutely.
When they see another child. That's right.
They changed their mind.
That's right.
Because that's life.
A lot of the pro-life pregnancy centers use that as one of their tools to minister to the women that come there,
And I think the average person is going to change their mind after they see that unless there are some real issues.
Going on now.
With their life. Go ahead, Kevin.
I agree.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Taking innocent life is murder.
That's what the author says here. Right.
The Bible says our Creator, in His hand is the life of every living thing.
Amen.
And the breath of every human being. That's Job 12:10.
That's nail on here. That's mic drop, right?
Yeah, for
a sensible person that is.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
Jeremiah 7:6 says, God, the giver of life, commands us not to take the life of an innocent person. Do not shed innocent blood. Jeremiah 7:6. And he warns us, cursed is the man who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person. That's Deuteronomy 27:25. The sixth commandment written in stone by the finger of God commands, you shall not murder.
That's what I said. New believer, if he don't know nothing else, he know that. You know that.
Okay, a killer can kill 5-6 people, and yet they don't see where he should be
for his life.
But the baby hadn't hurt nobody.
That's the word that gave me in the scripture. It's innocent.
That's demonic. You got some demonic activity at play here. In the minds of these people.
Well, see, that's where the spiritual thing comes from those who condone it.
Yeah.
It has to be something spiritually wrong with your mindset to understand abortion.
The Bible has already explicitly spoken about the mode of worship and what God's people were doing back then at that time. And how he felt about it.
And how when we say how we follow the word of God explicitly, how God intended and called for us to follow his word. So how can we
This is in sample, as the Bible says, for us.
Okay.
If God didn't like it then,
He don't like it now.
The numbers are so astronomical, y'all.
So you admitting that the pregnancy is going to disrupt your life, or you made a mistake, or whatever the case might have been.
You ain't like the dad for real.
So you come to the conclusion the best thing to do is to remedy this problem, get rid of it forever.
No, that's what you think.
Mel shared with me a video where the guy was asking the question, when do you think abortion is okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Abortion is okay when? And nobody can answer the question. Because abortion is a selfish act.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of them changed their mind about abortion.
Okay.
After the question was put to them.
Okay.
There's no convenient time to ever have an abortion.
That's right.
No. You can't cover up what was most would call a mistake with another mistake.
Amen.
Okay.
Well, usually you have so many other variables.
Which we don't believe a mistake.
You have so many other variables in line when it comes to this abortion deal. See, and you're taking away my ability to freely commit adultery.
Yeah, right.
And cover it up. You know, to freely do things, to commit other sins before, you know, before, this might cover up for other sin.
Yeah.
And you top it off with murder.
The only way to get out of it is to confess and repent. If you're not gonna confess and repent, you gotta cover up with another sin. All sin, I mean, to hide a lie is to lie again.
Yeah.
Okay. The only way to get out of it is to confess it and repent.
Yeah. Okay. That's God's way.
Yeah, right.
That's God's way.
Yeah.
Of dealing with it.
Right. Anything other than that, You just add more.
You add on, you add on to it.
Okay. Read, Dr. Kevin.
The unborn baby is undeniably alive and growing.
Okay.
And taking its life is clearly murder.
Yeah.
And we call it murder because it's the taking of innocent life.
Right.
As the prophet Jeremiah points out, he did not kill me in the womb, and my mother as my grave.
Think about that. That's your cast.
Boy, that's ugly, They say the most dangerous place is the black man.
That's sad, too.
No protection. Nobody to protect.
Nobody to stop.
Yes, sir.
God vowed to punish those who ripped open the woman with child. That's Amos 1:13. These are good scriptures. And ancient Israel, the unborn child was granted equal protection in the law.
The unborn,
if he lost his life, the one who caused his death must lose his own life.
But you can kill five people out of a cold-blooded murder, and then you want me to feed him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what God says, you take a man's life, you forfeit your own life.
Amen.
How many people we got sitting in jail, we've been feeding for 20, 30 years. Because they won't take care of the business like God. God has put them in charge of
to do his law.
The government to do
And then look, what's added in this? You can walk into an abortuary or a murder clinic and freely get rid of your baby.
Yeah.
But if I'm out here drinking and driving and hit your wife and she's pregnant, I'm charged with
two murders.
So they letting you know that love is the fact.
That's good.
If I kill a pregnant woman today, I'm gonna get charged with two.
That's right.
But yet she can go downtown
and kill herself with nothing.
See the hypocrisy in that?
Yes, bro.
Well, the man was right.
Yeah.
What is that?
You speak with a false tongue.
Yes.
That's the best they can't trust.
Wow. That's right.
Go ahead, Dr. Chris, up now.
If men are fighting, hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious energy injury.
Right.
The offender must be fined. But if there's serious injury, you are to take life for life.
Is that clear? That's the Bible.
That's clear.
That's the Bible. Go ahead. Now, is there more than that?
Pro-choice, but he tells us clearly the only acceptable choice to make.
Okay.
I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Mm-hmm. Now choose life. So that you and your children may live.
Choose life. Amen.
Choose life. That's God's word.
That's God's word.
If we believe God's word, this issue answers itself.
Amen. Let me read a little bit of another article here. We got a few minutes here. This article here by Mike Adams, Wednesday, it was put on Wednesday, May 4th. It's pretty current here. In Fight for Abortion, Radical Left suddenly rediscovers the gender of women.
Good concept.
But wants to exploit women to justify violence against the infants.
Wow.
Okay, naturally, it's almost too hilarious to cover in a serious tone. The same radical left-wing nut jobs who have been screaming for the last 2 years about how there's no such thing as a woman, while demanding biological men should have access to women's sports, locker rooms, public restrooms, are all suddenly now claiming women's rights must be respected by all.
What is a woman?
Yeah, but at the same time,
I can't answer that in this context, man.
Politically, I can't
answer that in this context.
It exposed my political leanings. Go ahead, Kev, you gonna say something?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's hypocritical that they don't know what a woman is, but yet they want a woman to have her choice to abort a baby.
Well, how can a woman this woman today was being inducted into a position in our government, a high position, and she was asked the question, can a man give birth to a baby? And she said, yes. Now, she thinks being paid $170,000 a year on a job that we're going to pay for. And she said, a man can have a baby. Now, see, if I gave an answer like that a few years back, they want to know what I was smoking. You know, I mean, what you
popular thing for trans men, a trans man is a woman that has transferred over to a man. So they're having babies. Now, that's the most hypocritical thing against this movement, because we all know only women can have babies.
Yeah.
But yet they take a trans man with a beard and all that and make him look as if he's a pregnant man when she's proving that she's actually a woman. Only women can have babies.
Have we been invaded by the aliens?
Yes.
The body snatchers?
Yes, yes, they're here. You know, and then they use it. They're using what people are calling celebrities. You saw the basketball player. Wayne Wade, the one that young kid that they're pushing out there like that.
Oh, yeah,
you know, they keep him in the news every chance they get. Yeah. They won't refer to him as nothing but she. Mm-hmm. And now she's got a boyfriend, and there's a little girl who says she's a boy.
Look, why don't they just go back to reverse and be straight?
Come on, man.
My mama told me to stop watching that Twilight Zone.
Yeah, right.
She told me that.
Well, you ain't watching it, now you living it.
Okay, let's go a little further, y'all. When the left wants to mass murder babies, suddenly women count again. You know why? Because it would sound totally stupid to claim to be fighting for abortion rights for men. Okay, even though that's exactly what the left believes, that men might need abortions too. So they use women as a kind of human shield to justify the carrying out of medical violence against infants and unborn children. The left's utterly incoherent ramblings on biology completely discredit any argument they have about women or abortion.
Period.
Amen.
Right.
Praise God. Okay, the shrieking, howling, and the sheer stupidity of the left has become utterly incoherent. No one can make sense of any of it, including themselves. What was once a movement of people who protested against war, Big Pharma, Monsanto, censorship has now become the party of shrieking lunatics who demand the silencing of their political opposition.
There you go.
And the mandatory showing of Big Pharma's Big Pharma's vaccines into everybody's body, the unfettered right to mass murder their own babies at will, even after they're born alive. Home birth abortion. Now legal in several
U.S. states.
Legal in some
states. Yeah, several U.S. states. Post-birth abortion, yes.
Yeah.
It all begs the obvious question. If biology is real, then why can't pregnant Democrats simply self-identify as people who are no longer pregnant?
Yeah, why not? Why not? If we're going to do all the rest of this.
Yeah, that's it. Why do they need access to actual abortion services at all? I mean, these are the same people who have infected medical schools with woke delusions, like teaching young doctors to provide a cervix examination to biological...
How do you do that?
Who are
I see one of them. A cervix examination to a biological man.
I tell him I got to call a hole in it first if I can find out.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's crazy.
Okay, sir, we'd be happy to examine your cervix. This is what it's saying. If you would just move that scrotum. Okay, to the woke morons, you see, everything is imaginary except murdering babies.
Good.
That's real.
Good.
And that's demanding. They can't just pretend to have killed their baby. They actually want to carry out the act and celebrate it.
Yes.
Celebrate
you. You've been saying them on TV here the last couple of weeks. Since this thing the so-called leaks supposed to, and that's just a whole nother show.
That's
a whole nother show. But ever since that, you've been seeing people on TV shout loud and proud. One woman on TV, y'all see her standing somewhere up in front of the Supreme Court, said she wished she knew who the leaker was so she can find him, make mad passionate, y'all know what, with him, get pregnant, and kill the baby.
She wanted to kill the baby before they even say it's birth control.
Yeah, that's what she said.
They can't just pretend they killed to have killed that baby. They actually want to carry out the act and celebrate it. That's because many of them are Satanists and demon infested. I believe that, brother.
Yeah, that's true.
Anti-human monsters who are all in on grooming children they haven't killed first.
There you go. There you go. Can't reproduce. Gotta recruit.
Recruit more killers.
That's it. Can't reproduce, so you gotta recruit.
They revel in the repeated killing of their own unborn children, and their access to abortion has become their dark, demonic religion.
Yeah.
A religion.
That's
what it is. As Tucker Carlson explained, the left is terrified that millions of black babies might finally live instead of being slaughtered in abortion.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Tucker.
Yes.
Another mic drop.
Somebody better wake up. Somebody here woke him, right?
Yeah.
Watch the baby murdering liptards. The man that everyone bonded all to the ground, he'll roll versus Wade gets overturned. Profanity warning. And here's a video from last night showing how pro-abortion protesters who demanded legalized violence against unborn babies are carrying out their peaceful protest by smashing police cars and threatening even more violence.
How did they change the Constitution from us having the right to assemble to us having the right to tell your stuff up because I don't like what you say?
Well, that's not
the only thing. You said the right to assemble. It don't say nothing about protest.
Well, it's only right when a certain party is
there. Oh, depending on what you believe.
Oh, that's what's right. Well, of course, they resort to violence since their demand for abortion rights is a demand for legal protection for murderous violence against children. Let there be no mistake. People who will commit medical violence against their own unborn children will also commit violence against everyone.
There you go.
There it is.
That's
it.
If you'll kill your baby in the womb.
That's right. Who won't you kill? Mm-hmm. Who won't you kill?
I thought it like that.
They are admitted would-be child murderers, which means they've already crossed the line into much larger scale violence aimed at anyone they don't like. Insanity beyond description. Midwives being taught that a birthing person might deliver a baby through their penis.
Man, come on, we can throw that down now. Hey, that's the thought of that right there, you know what I'm saying?
That's insane.
Is that insanity, my brother?
But see, it's all about the words, the redefining thing, Pastor, because once you make the transition to being a man, then I guess your genitalia changed too, even though that ain't what it is, that's what you're having a baby with. You know? This is crazy.
A little bit more, I'm going to watch your language, you know. I'm going
to please.
Meanwhile, as Lisa Punch has reported, midwives in Scotland are being taught that men can get pregnant. In Scotland now.
In Scotland.
This ain't just America, y'all.
Yeah.
Huh? This thing now, this ain't America, it's just America. Can men get pregnant, give birth to children, and that when such magical things occur, they might have to deliver their baby through blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yes, this is the actual state of medical education in our
Wotard.
Wotard word. Heavily populated by mental, I believe
that's what it is.
I do believe it. The institution is on the outside. Huh? The people on the Indians who should be running the government. See? And the group up there now, all of
them. I mean, they not really made that swap. They're not really made that swap.
Yeah.
You're a little behind now, bro. You're a little behind.
For those of you reading this who are men, if you will examine your blah, blah, blah for just a moment, you will quickly realize there's no way a baby can come through there.
No.
Not unless you had some sort of horrific accident while trying to. Oh boy.
Unless you get blown up on a landmine.
Good luck with that. Yeah, okay. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Anyone who thinks a man can give birth is mentally ill and probably in dire need of urgent psychiatric care. I believe that.
I agree.
Remember too that these same lunatics have just set up a ministry of truth, a disinformation government board.
Yeah.
And claim to have a monopoly on truth.
Yeah.
And facts. Indeed, they believe it is the fact that a man can get pregnant and give birth, blah, blah, blah. If you disagree with that lunacy, you just might be a national security threat. They're going to jail us for this. Even the fact checkers have confirmed the fact that men can give birth. Is that right?
Mm.
Yes, it's completely insane.
Insane.
But that's the point. Remember that when you hear these shrieking, howling lunatics claim they have some sort of right to mass murder their own baby because a woman's, one woman, ask all the real women on the women's team across America if leftists dignified women. The truth is, the left hates the very concept of women and has been fighting like mad to destroy womanhood, motherhood, and anything related to female gender. They even hate the concept of Mother's Day and Mother's Milk.
Yeah.
Woo. What you gonna call the milk then?
Mother's Day and Mother's Milk.
Well, ain't no such thing as baby.
Never surrender. Oh boy, we just got through.
Yeah, that's the last one.
That's the last one. Okay, never surrender the shrieking, delusional murderers or libtards who despise women and children. Now these shrieking libtards think their answer to the Schroeder's draft decision to protect our lives is to escalate their screaming, violent, arson, act of destruction, and sadness. Acts that characterize what the left has become in America. That's true. Mm-hmm. Which is a highly marvel mindless morons who almost all took vaccine suicide shots, then changed their social media logos to the Ukraine flag, and now have decided that Sproul is the newest target of their contrived hate. Mm-hmm. Hatred is the weapon of choice of the intolerant left, even as their citizens pretend they are inclusive and they are diverse. The only real diversity demonstrated by these erectile monsters is the equal opportunity to murder babies of all colors, but especially the black babies.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Who traditionally have been targets of the abortion murder factor since day one. The very founder of Planned Parenthood, as you may know, once referred to blacks in America as human weeds. And also use abortion to achieve depopulation of black Americans. Have no illusion about what these people really want when they demand the right to commit medical violence to end the lives of the future children of the world. They want everyone to die. They are members of a demonic death cult.
Brother,
I believe with all my
heart. Like I said, prove them wrong.
Prove
them wrong.
How can you say out of your mouth that you really believe a man can give birth and not be demonic? Watching too much Star Trek.
That's all.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't believe they do that on Star Trek.
Twilight Zone. Yeah, the female alien.
It was a girl alien.
Hey, watch it now. They've been changed.
Chandler, sum it up, brother. We're going to continue. This is our boy.
I love my pastor in this question. And my pastor at the beginning of this question, podcast, asked, can a born again believe it?
Okay.
I mean, you truly a confessed born again believer.
Blood-wise,
can you be pro-choice, meaning you condone abortion?
Condone abortion.
And I say that if you do, you really need to examine your fellowship with the Lord.
Okay.
You really need to check your heart with the fellowship about God and His leading, because the fruit of God's children is that we choose life.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of God's children is that it's God's will, not our choice and what we want to do with our body.
Okay. That's good.
The fruit of that
is that we follow His word and will, not what we feel we should do. And if you really believe that you can be pro-choice, you really need to check your heart. That's what I say today.
Hey, man, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's good. That's good, bro. And listen, this may sound a little political today or whatever, but we're talking about what the Word of God
says
about an issue that we're living out today.
Yeah.
We're in the midst of this, and at some point, we're going to have to make a stand, y'all.
Yeah.
If that hasn't already hit your doorstep, it's on, oh, you know, because it's on the way.
Yeah.
It's on the way, and we have to stand on what the Word of God says. As born-again believers, we must say what God has already said.
Amen.
If you hadn't set your mind, the Bible tells us to set our fix.
Right.
Set your mind on you will stand with the truth of God's word. Then I don't know what to tell you. Like the brother said a few minutes ago, you need to truly examine yourself.
That's right. Amen. You know, the word of God in Proverbs, as I mentioned, God hates to shed of innocent blood.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about, you know, our little grandbaby. She just turned 2 years old.
Ooh, you can't even think of it now.
And, man, you know, she one of the apples of my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, to take a life like that, you know, in the womb or out of the womb, that's really, that is lunatic.
Yeah,
lunatic. And I would just say this here, Kevin, if it's possible that a young believer can be led with this movement, this wave of ignorance and darkness, if they can for a minute be led astray, and this minute has turned into years and years, and they had, Lord, they had whipped them out of the frame yet. As many as I love our church, then I know we got a problem somewhere.
Right.
Amen? Praise God. Let's pray now. Father, bless you. We thank you, Lord, for this time. Now, Lord, we pray, Lord, that something has been said, Lord, to touch the hearts of those that are standing on the wrong side of this issue, Father.
Amen.
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit might move and bring truth forward into this world, into the hearts of your people. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.